Blog Talk Radio.
BK Bible Break, Blog Talk Radio. And we just want to say good evening to all that are listening. If you're listening to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com. 845-277-9094. We just want to say welcome. Hope you had a blessed day. Hope you had a blessed weekend. And we're going to be moving forward into tonight. D&K Bible Break, we're going to be discussing who's sleeping in your bed. That is the topic we're going to be talking about tonight. Without no further ado, I'd like to introduce my lovely wife, Ms. Kay. Good evening, Kay.
Good evening and happy Monday to everybody.
Yes, happy Monday. And again, we just want to thank all those that are listening, either by phone or on the internet. We just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your support listening to us. We try to come to you the way the Lord comes to us, and tonight will be no different. We're going to be talking about who's sleeping in your bed is the topic. Before we get started, I'm going to ask Kay, if you don't mind, open us up in prayer.
All right. Father God, we come to you this evening. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to see this day. Thank you for just waking us up in our right minds and keeping our minds stayed on you throughout the day. We ask that you be a part of the conversation on tonight. Give us the words to say. Let us be led by your spirit, not by our flesh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, but on my end, you're a little choppy. I don't know if that's for everybody.
Okay, because I'm getting feedback. Okay, no problem. I'll have my engineer check it out in 2 seconds. But, we want to just give honor and honor to the Lord who's the head of our life, the head of my life. I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see another day, giving me the activity of my limbs and the mind to serve the Lord. And as we get into our topic tonight, I'm going to have some announcements at the end, but I want to get into our topic, who's sleeping in your bed. I had to ask my wife that question. She looked at me like I was crazy. And a lot of times when I go to sleep, and recently I was dreaming about my job, and I didn't understand why I would be dreaming about that. Also, a lot of times, I guess it's taking your job home with you. And if it's stressful, you'll dream about it. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But I was dreaming about it in my sleep. And that's not what I want to dream about when I go to sleep at night, is about my job. Also, through experience over the last couple weeks, I've been dreaming about, I couldn't sleep. I was just with a lot of things on my mind. I had body pains that kept me up at night. I had a lot of different thoughts that was coming through my brain at night. So we figured we'd do some studying about it, and we'll talk about who's sleeping in your bed. So I don't really mean who's sleeping, like, because everyone knows I sleep with my wife, but it's not that type of what I'm talking about. But a lot of times we go to bed with our mind occupied on everything but the right thing. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. You want to add anything to it, Kay?
I'm going to add my little two cents about my job as well, because normally my job is, you know, pretty chill, pretty calm. But we're in a period where we're working on these gift cards, and they've been a hassle. And I find I did find myself maybe one or two nights dreaming about gift cards and helping people, trying to get their situation squared away. And I'm like, what? This is too much. And I shared it with a coworker, and he was like, no, you just need to tell them you can't do that job, because there's no way you should be taking any of this home with you. You shouldn't be thinking about this. And it's not that I went to bed thinking about it because it wasn't on my mind when I went to bed. Of course, when I leave work, it's like, okay, whatever. But I guess it was so stressful during the earlier in the day where for some reason I just dreamt about it. And I don't know if, you know, a lot of times we experience things in life and we may not think that they are playing a part in our mental, because it's only like for a period of time that you're doing it and then you're done with it. But for some reason, it'll creep back on you and you don't have any, you know, we don't have control over our dreams. I mean, at least I don't think we do. I don't think I do, but there's no control. I don't know where that came from, but it had to be weighing on me somewhere along the line, personally, the way I think, for me to dream about it. So it's important to, you know, try to not let things stress you out. I know it's easier said than done, but I think a lot of our thoughts when our heads hit the pillow come from the stresses of the day or a situation we're trying to figure out. I don't know. That's my take on it. I just want to add my little 2 cents about my little dream for my job. And, you know, in addition to that, I usually just go write this. I don't really let things bother me because when I'm tired, I'm out. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to sleep. That's one thing I will do is get my sleep. And my husband will tell you, I can go to sleep pretty quick when my head hits the pillow. I'm not going to be up worrying about stuff. But for some reason, that one little thing at work was on me. But go ahead, husband.
Well, just to add the 2 cents while you go to sleep, you know, it has something to do with me. I can put you to sleep just like that. Story for another day, for another topic.
You really went to the, you're going to take the credit for that, huh?
Hey, you go sleep quick. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. In all honesty, my wife, she has a tendency of, and just from personal experience, you know, we could be having a issue, but when it comes to her sleep, she doesn't take it to sleep with her. She can't. I have a problem. And part of we are talking about this today is because it affects my sleep. Normally, on a normal night, and I'm just going to speak from experience, on a normal night, I normally have my headsets on and I'm listening to the word or music. And I like to go fall asleep listening to the word or music because it keeps my mind fresh and keeps it from wandering. If I'm not studying or listening to something and I go straight to sleep, thoughts creep up in my brain, and that's what I sleep with. And over the last couple weeks or so, I've been sleeping, having not able to sleep issues. If you look at, and I'm just using this for an example, and I get all into my personal business, but if you look at the gas prices, they're going sky high. And it could become an issue if you're on a budget, you know, because it seems like every other day we're at the gas station. And if you're not financially prepared, you know, it could cause you to make you reroute what you do. But it could be stressful enough to know, do I have enough gas to make? And you're going to sleep, not getting a good amount of sleep because you're worried about how you're going to get through the next day. And as believers, we need to, when we do go to sleep, hopefully we all pray before we go to sleep and turn everything over to the Lord. And if you're not sleeping with the Lord, you're allowing the enemy to come in and place thoughts while you're sleeping. And it can mess up. First of all, you're not going to get a good night rest. Second of all, you could wake up, and even though you wake up on the right side of the bed, you could wake up with the wrong attitude. And it could just mess your whole day up. And when you do that, it's all because you didn't get your proper rest because you didn't turn it over to the Lord. And that's what I'm saying, and I'm preaching this to myself tonight, is I have to learn when I go to sleep, I can't take nothing to bed with me. I can't sleep with it because it will affect me throughout the night. And throughout the night, I will get the thoughts, and I'm already defeated starting the next day because I'm waking up, I'm not properly rested. And regardless what I was thinking about or stressing about, it then overtook my spiritual person in the flesh. It wound up in the flesh. So when I wake up, even though the Lord woke me up in my right frame of mind, and he woke me up with all activities of my limb, I'm allowing instead of praising him, I'm allowing that situation to dictate to me how my day is going to go. And as believers, we shouldn't be doing that. Go ahead, Wise.
You know, I was thinking about when, we've only been married going on 5 years, but I can remember, like, in the beginning, us getting to know each other more than when we were just dating. And we have arguments, and you had an issue with, you know, the way I can turn it off, because I'm not arguing all night. I'm not doing it. I'm going to sleep. And when I look at it now, I'm like, okay, it was rude for me. A lot of occasions it was rude, but I'm just saying I'm not about to spend my energy doing this before I go to sleep. So I'm going to sleep. I'm going to get my rest. And an argument is not going to stop me from sleeping. Nothing is really going to stop me sleeping, but this past weekend, I did have a little bit of problem going to sleep. I think I took some melatonin the other night because I'm like, I need to calm my mind because, you know, I had some situations going on where my mind was racing. And, you know, the enemy, he likes to play. That is his playground. And if we're not careful, we can let his lies lead us, and they will oftentimes lead us when we're trying to rest and trying to settle in for the night. Because, you know, throughout the day, we all have thoughts throughout the day, and most of the time throughout the day, when a thought enters your mind, that's okay. I shouldn't have thought that, or you can just easily either, you know, if you want to say rebuke it or we can dismiss it, we can do that immediately and don't allow that thought to take control. But a lot of times when we're trying to lay down, for some reason, me personally, when I want to lay down, a lot of thoughts do go through my head. So I have to turn those thoughts off because I'm not going to let the enemy play with my mind. I'm going to get my rest. And I know he wants to weigh us down and get us off course. There is a scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for us. I know another version of it says, cast all your cares on him. So the Lord doesn't want us to be stressed and worrying and all that. Because if we're going to do that, I believe you even said it. If your mom said to you, if you going to pray about it, then why are you going to talk about it? So if I'm going to pray about it, why am I going to lay here and let it consume my mind? But the devil wants it to consume your mind. He wants it to consume your mind. I was looking at Hope in Genesis, where he came for Eve, where he was like, you know, did the Lord really say that? Like, surely you're not going to die. Like, he literally said God was lying. He got in her head to tell her that God was lying about what she should not do. And that's what he tries to do to us. He tries to get us off course and allow thoughts to come into our mind. And a lot of the times what I'm learning to do is take that and use the word against whatever that thought is, because everything that he throws at you, there is a scripture for that. So it's just important for us to try to catch it when we can. I know we may not catch all thoughts throughout the day, or we may not be able to control the thoughts, you know, when we're sleeping, but it's important to have something stored up to help us control the thoughts that we can control. And most of the time, I believe we can control our thoughts, because we may not be able to control what enters in our head, like just briefly, we may have a bad thought, but we're in control of how we react to that thought. So, you know, we all have something going on. And the for me, the time that he likes to mess with me is, you know, before I go to bed. And I had to learn, tonight I'm going to sleep. I'm not dealing with that. Because throughout the day, we are preoccupied a lot of the times, and we don't get to sit in our thoughts. We may have a random thought, but we don't really sit in it because we're so busy doing other things. But it's in that stillness, that quiet time where I think he likes to come and play games. So,
and it is important, and I'm just saying this from experience, that you have to have a spiritual mind. And this is just an opinion, Jared, so don't, you ain't got to run with it, but, and it works for me. But if I wasn't doing the D&K Bible break, if I wasn't teaching on Tuesday night Bible studies, if I wasn't active in my church, a lot of stuff would, I know a lot of stuff from the flesh and negativity will come in and allow me to do the opposite of what I'm supposed to be doing. because you got to understand, we have to understand that sometimes, just like my wife, everyone can't go to sleep like her, like that. Me, I like to, and she will tell you, if there's an issue, I won't talk about it. I don't care how tired you are, we're going to talk about it until we get it resolved. Well, my brain is the same way with other things going on. It has nothing to do with my wife. And a lot of times at night, she'll wake up and ask me, am I okay, because I'm up. Because I have the thought process going through my head, and I have to spiritually speak to myself and tell myself, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And by the time I get up in the morning, I didn't wrestle with my flesh and my spirit. I'm physically tired. Mentally tired, because the devil is trying to work on my mind. And if he's trying to work on my mind, he must be trying to work on you guys' mind. And some people can go home and don't be stressed and live a stress-free life because you deal with it in a good way. I don't deal with it in a good way. I try to turn it over. People say, well, just turn it over to the Lord, leave it up. Easier said than done. I have pain in my body some nights, and it's just overbearing, and I can't sleep. But people say, well, turn it over, and, you know, I know I'm healed by I get all this. But during the night, and then you thinking about it, and then those thoughts that are not of God kick in, you have to fight that off with the word, and you got to have enough word build up. I was explaining to my wife, there's some scriptures you use that will help you get to become a rhema word to you that will get you out of a situation. And then again, there's sometimes you go back to that word and it's nothing. It has no, it is not there. That's why you have to stay studied in the word. And because when certain stuff don't work no more, you got to go deeper, because it's what the Lord is telling me. I need to go deeper in him in order to fight off the temptations of how the devil is attacking my brain. I have to go deeper. And in order to go deeper, you have to study and go to another level. Now, I'm not, because some people are not even studying the basics. But if you get to the basics, you'll be able to, you know, take care of yourself. It's when you get to other levels in Christ, you have to take yourself to another level spiritually and in his word. Because some of the stuff that the devil was going to try, okay, we defeated certain things, but he's still going to come after your mind, and it may get a little deeper and a little bit more serious than the word you used before, if that makes sense. it's just like you can't give a toddler baby food, because he's not going to eat the baby because he's ready for regular food. And when he gets ready for regular food, if you're still giving him baby food, like the baby peas, the baby carrot, is not going to help him, nourish him. He's still going to be hungry. He's still going to have a thirst. And one of the things that I have right now is a thirst to learn more about Christ. because I need to go to another level because he's attacking me at a different level. And that means my food has to be, it can't be baby food no more. It can't be cut up no more. I have to learn to try and understand, because when you learn more word, you get closer to God. You get closer to the Lord, because that's him. And we have to get closer. And the more we study, the more we pray, the more we fast, we get closer to the Lord. We'll be able to be able to withstand the devil. And that's even including me. So that's where I'm at right now. I have to get more in depth in the word in order for me to be able to fight the temptations of the devil. Because he's not coming after me like he came after me last year. It's deeper. And we have to be able to fight it off with the word.
You're right. You know, the enemy, he works off of lies and doubts and fear, and that's how he plays his game. It may be like subtle things throughout your day and little comments here. He likes to plant thoughts, and he plants these little thoughts. It may seem like nothing, but they end up snowballing into something bigger. And if we're not careful, those thoughts can really take control of our lives. I think about a lot of people, you know, who deal with depression. And it's like, I know if they had it their way, they wouldn't want to be going through what they're going through. But it seems like those thoughts take control, and the thoughts are bigger than they're able to handle, and that's the enemy's way of getting in. Just little subtle thoughts. I think a lot about like little comments when you're growing up as a teenager, and you know, people could say kids are cruel. And it can just take that one little comment when you're a young person, and that comment will go with you throughout life. And it's just nobody knows why you're so affected by a comment that's to them. It's like, that I didn't even really say nothing, but you don't know where it stems from. And the enemy will play on that, and he'll continue to play on just the smallest things and make them into something humongous. And everything that he does is contrary to God's truth. Everything that he's is just contrary. It does not line up with the word of God. And he likes to do anything in our minds that's contrary to the word of God. And he'll tell you he'll let you see everything that's going wrong, and keep your focus on everything that's going wrong, so that way you can't pay attention to what's going right. Yeah, I may have messed up over here, but hey, look what I did over here. That's growth. So, but he wants to keep all the negativity present in your mind, so that way when you get in your bed, he's right there with you. He's laying right there with you because he didn't mess with you all day. I want to read two more scriptures if I can. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." The Lord is not planting fear. We have the power, love, and a sound mind. Your mind should be at peace. It should be at peace. And when you learn to trust God, I'm not saying I can only speak for personal experience. It's not an all day thing. I may have moments in the day where I'm like, oh, I feel overwhelmed, I feel frustrated, I feel stressed. But then I'm like, I have to check myself. You know what? Okay, let me get it together. It's not that serious. Get it together. And then I like to get a song in my head, get a scripture. Shoot, I'm just going to say something positive, like, that ain't nothing but the devil, you know, just and get myself back on track. And Ephesians 6:17 says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And there is a reason we are told to put on the helmet of salvation. It is our understanding and experience of God's wonderful salvation, you know, that guards our head and our mind. So putting on the helmet of salvation in the sword, we got to guard our head. We got to guard our mind. We got to pray that the Lord does this for us, because if not, the devil is going to wreak havoc on us. And as children of God, it's important for us to know whatever we go through, even though it may feel overwhelming and we can't take no more, and Lord, you said you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. At times it just seems like you are at on your last leg, if I could say it that way. So, and the enemy wants us to stay there. But I'm going to tell you. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, he wants you to stay where you are. He wants you to meditate on your situation. He will keep you trapped in that same mindset all day if he could. So if we try to shift our mindset and shift what he's trying to do, and like you said, you listen to the word or you listen to music or something before you go to sleep. Me, I just like to go to sleep. I need pitch black quiet. I don't care. But some people need something other than pitch black quiet, because it leaves them with their thoughts. And some people need music or listening to a song. But even listening to songs and listening to music, and even in the pitch black of the night, the enemy still likes to come in. So we just got to learn to depend on God and pray that he helps us in those times where we can't seem to get our thoughts under control. Go ahead. If you're talking, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. A lot of times we get caught up in just normal things we do. And I'm going to share something because it could have became a problem. But at the same time, the devil is so slick in how he maneuvers. And we as believers, if we're not careful, we can get caught up in his shenanigans and not even know. We think it's the devil, but we may think it's something else. We may think it's okay. And it was funny because, and as an example, my son has he gave me a little heads up on how to do certain things. He said, "Well, what you do, my son, we have this thing about how we dress, how we look, and now it's about, you know, smell good." He said, "Well, you know, go to Macy's and just get a bunch of samples." And that will take, you know, see what you like, what you don't like. You get the samples, trying to make yourself look good. And then you get it. And then when you do that, it creates, okay, now I want to look good. I want to smell good. I want to dress good. The next thing you know, and it's okay to want to present your best. I don't have an issue. But it can end up leading you down the wrong road, getting new cologne. And hearing someone say, "Oh, that smells good." The next thing you know, now you're starting to build yourself up. And the next thing you know, you feel like you're inferior and you're going to sleep. And even though your head is getting built up because you've heard other people say stuff and do stuff, and now it's okay to want to smell good. It's okay to want to look good. But why are you doing it? Are you doing it for the compliments of other people? Are you doing it for yourself? And we get so caught up in it. Next thing you're doing, you're looking good. You want to look good, not for yourself or your spouse. You want to look good for other people to get that applause. And then when that door is open, other things kick in. And you don't even know what you're doing because you're so, it's okay for me. And that's the argument we make. It's okay for me to do this. It's okay for me to do that. I'm doing the Lord's work. Are you really doing the Lord's work, or are you doing it to get self, to praise yourself? A lot of these things happen in the night when you go to sleep. And if you're not prayed up, if you're not spiritually feeding yourself, you're going to feed yourself and you're operating, but you're not operating in the Lord. You're operating in the flesh. But you can pretend that it's through the Lord. And that's, you have to be careful. My wife will tell you, I sleep with my phone. So a lot of times my phone is in my hand or under my pillow, or I kick it off. It's liable to be anywhere at any given time. And did you know sometimes what my thought was that was not present ends up on my phone? And I don't know how it got there. But then again, I do know how it got there because we're dealing with an enemy that wants to control our mind. That's why it's very careful. This year, you're going to hear me be slow to speak, but quick to keep my mouth shut because the enemy is working in so many different ways, especially when we go to sleep. I couldn't sleep at all last night. My feet was hurting. I kept jumping up. I was stressing about things that did not pertain. Some of them didn't even pertain to me. And it's like, why am I, and I was just asking my wife, who are we sleeping with? Why are these thoughts in my head? Where are they coming from? And we have to be careful, and we also have to know that we have to have a spiritual mindset all day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be in it. You have to talk to yourself. You have to prepare yourself. But we didn't have D&K. If I didn't have to look at the scriptures, if I didn't have to have this conversation with my wife, my mind would be idle. If I don't have to prepare for Bible study, if I don't have to study the Word of God, my mind would be idle. And if it's getting in my mind and I study on a regular basis, what do you think is going to people who don't study at all? And you can take a comment from someone that says you smell good, and it can open up a can of worms down the line. The only person I want telling me I smell good or she like that is my wife. But if you allow other people, oh, that smell, now you're opening up a can of worms. Am I doing it for my wife or am I doing it for other people? That's on the married side of it. On just being an individual, are you doing what you're doing to get applause from the people, or are you doing it because this is what the Lord tells you to do? And it's so easy for us to sleep with the enemy because he's operating on our minds, especially at the nighttime, especially at the nighttime. So I'm
I remember growing up, I don't hear it too often, but, you know, they used to say it, an idle mind is the devil's playground. So, and I know that to be true. When, you know, you see a lot of people, they bored, they ain't got nothing else to do. They looking for something else to fill in the gap of their mind being idle. And it usually doesn't end well. It's not nothing positive that they end up doing.
It never ends well.
And that's
well.
Exactly where he wants you to go.
Exactly. And my phone ended up on somewhere it wasn't supposed to be. And it just so happens, you know, we have pay-per-view. My brother was asking me about the fight. And, you know, I'm close with my brother, so we talk all the time. And, you know, you go down, you look and see who won the fight, and it's on pay-per-view. Then you have these nasty stations. Now, you said the devil didn't work with my brain, and I'm right there. Here I am, man of God, up late. What I got looking at this for? Why is it even on in my house? Because I went to sleep, had a thought. The thought then already crept up. Boom, it's on my phone. Now I'm down, now it's on my TV. And now next thing I got to do is, okay, this is nothing but the devil. I have to fight that because it could create issues later on in life. That's why I wanted to still sleep in your bed, because any little thing, any little thought that the devil put in there, if you allow it to manifest in your brain, it's going to grow life. And
right,
you will be acting.
You just made that comment, and my mind just went, huh? What?
Right.
My mind kind of went somewhere else, like, hold on, what? Wait, I didn't know none of this.
Right, it's that
but you,
thing.
I'm going to make a side comment. Please put y'all, go to sleep. You know, I get good sleep because I could care less about this phone. When I go to sleep, I put my phone on vibrate. I don't need to hear it ringing. I don't. If it's important, I'll get the call eventually. But when I go to sleep, I'm going to sleep. Put your phones down. Get some rest. It's, whatever you're doing is not that serious that you need to be doing it. Go to sleep. And that's when he going to creep in the middle of the night. If you're
right.
on that
and,
phone,
and
get off of it.
That and that and that's the point I'm trying to make. And this is for me. If it ain't for nobody else, it is for me. Because 2022, I want to be a better version than I was in 2021. And I use some illustrations because I feel I've overcame certain things in my life. I don't need to watch a lot of NASA. I don't need any of that in my life. But just as quick as I'm sitting there, my body hurting and I'm up, and next thing I know I'm looking at, the devil is tempting me because it can cause an issue in my house. It can cause a lot of issues in my house. Now, me, I know better.
Can I just ask a question? Let me just pause. Let's just
yeah.
pause for a second because ain't nothing like that ever pulled up on my phone. And I
right.
hear people
not...
saying stuff that pulls up on their phone. And I'm just like, well, how did it pull? How somehow, somewhere in the history of the phone, something had to be land. You had to land on that page somewhere in history of your phone. Because
yeah,
my phone don't pull
well.
Up stuff like that. So I don't. I'm
okay.
always curious as to how it just ends up
well,
on somebody's
we,
phone.
Well, we're going to have to take a time out for a minute because I'm going to have to bring your mind to remembrance. You remember when you told me that we were talking about something and all of a sudden it appeared on your phone and you had this theory that the phone can hear and see what you're talking about?
That,
and we
that,
talked about...
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay.
For sure,
so
I remember that.
I'm
but I'm speaking of pay-per-view
so,
stuff. That's the part that
no,
I'm
no,
thinking
no.
of.
Pay-per-view. No, 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 no. The pay-per-view stuff, what I was saying was when I went to the TV to turn to pay-per-view, if you go to the pay-per-view, they also have an adult station. And sometimes,
okay, so I guess, that's the confusion in, because I don't go to pay-per-view. That's why I'm like,
right.
well, how is
so,
it pulling up if you didn't, okay, I
no,
got
no,
you.
No, I didn't
okay,
mean to pull it up
you.
On my phone. I'm just saying when you're going
I follow
to
you.
It is there. And when it's there, I don't mind will want to go there. And if you're not
okay.
careful and you're not.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Well, I didn't think I had to clear it up, but okay, but that's
yeah,
that,
because
that's
I was thinking happened. Something else, so you good.
Okay, well, what were you thinking about? What was your
well,
mind
you're
at?
The one who said about going places, so I just wanted to check, hold on, where are we going in the middle of the night while I'm asleep? So I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page, and clearly I read, which I heard something different than what you said. So you're
heard
good.
Something different than what I said. Okay, I don't understand. Okay,
just
the devil
like you
is
just
alive.
Said how the enemy, you could say something, the enemy just lets you run with it.
Okay, well, we
literally,
weren't trying to get
just
no
happened while we were
on
this phone.
Yeah, I see.
Literally,
wow.
it just happened that
you
quick.
To get me, well, see how the devil works? Just that
yeah,
quick.
Yeah,
he's
trying.
Have a conversation. Can't wait to want to get off the phone right now and have a conversation with me. I was... The thing about
but
it is,
it's cleared
thing,
up. It's
what?
Cleared up.
The funny thing about it is I don't go nowhere. And the thing about it is in all jokes, but on a serious note, had my mind, and I'm just using it as an example, how the devil can come in. If my mind goes there, and I'm not spiritually ready, or spiritually prepared to fight that fight. It can cause issues. And what believers need to understand is we have to stay grounded and rooted in the word, because if we don't, just that quick, and my wife, just that quick, you see how the devil can come in and take something innocent and turn it into something that's not even remotely even close to what it is. And I'm glad you brought that up because we watched a movie over the weekend. What was the name of that movie? By Grace? What was the name of that movie?
Something about grace. I forgot the title.
Something
yeah.
about grace. And this man, he didn't do anything but take a picture. And because that picture didn't look right, it caused a whole lot of problems in the movie for him. He lost everything because of a picture. And what I'm saying is, if we're not careful,
hold on. Let's pause because let's make it clear. He didn't lose everything because of a picture. He lost everything because his intentions was to do one thing, but he got checked. His conscience, he got checked, and he didn't go that path. But it was, he was spending time with a female that was not his wife, and his wife was not paying him no attention at home. So this female, very pretty female, was giving him some attention, and they went out on a date, work date, I guess you can call it. And she, you know, she was into him. She knew he was married. She didn't care. She was trying to get with him. She taking pictures and posting them. She took pictures. She didn't post them until after the fact that he turned her down. But he was still out with her. And he would have went a little bit further, but the man gave an example of soul tie.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The way you're explaining that story is just totally wrong. It's not
well,
even
explain it your way, because you just said a picture is not accurate. That's not what happened.
The man was
true.
At work. The man was at work. He took a picture with a pretty female. It was innocent. And because,
they were on a date.
Work date. Some people have work dates. Now, I
it
don't
was inappropriate.
Date.
It was an inappropriate date that he was out with another female. It ain't no work date when you it's at nighttime and y'all dressed up and it's just y'all two. That's a date.
Okay. I'm going to give you that. The moral of the story was the man.
Nah, you trying to take up for the brother.
I'm not taking
up for
him. All what I'm saying is he was out of line. And I'm not going to say that
he was out of line.
Perfectly okay. He was out of line, but at the same token, he didn't cross the line. He was out of line, but he didn't cross the line, and he had enough sense to go home. And sometimes, I'm not making excuses for anybody, but sometimes you're going to be tempted, and sometimes that temptation you'll take that once, but then again you'll come to something will happen. The word conviction will hit you, and you'll go. But because he did it, your actions always have a consequence. And spiritually, he was having these thoughts because of what? His wife was not. And I'm not going to get into that because that could be a slippery slope, and I'm not prepared to take that tonight. And I'm already feel like I got to explain why I had the phone for my TV on pay-per-view. But anyway, what happened is the man didn't do nothing. He didn't, and it may have been inappropriate for him to go there.
It was
I'm
going to need you not to keep saying the man didn't do nothing because we watched the same movie, and for you to keep saying he didn't do nothing. He didn't
physically sleep
with this woman. Hold on.
And
let's keep it real.
He
didn't
physically sleep with
her, but they had inappropriate text messages. She's sending him smiley faces. So don't act like he didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay. He did some things inappropriately, and they were inappropriately. And I'm saying that not because my wife is trying to make me say it, but all jokes aside, as a man,
it starts with a thought, though. That's how the enemy works.
Right.
It starts with a thought. And his thought was, hey, this woman paying me attention and my wife ain't. That's what his thought was.
And so my point is this, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't want, because he was wrong. And I don't want every man thinking you can go on dates. No, that's inappropriate. You don't need to do that. What I was saying was he didn't cross that other line. That boom, yeah, he was. And
by the grace of God, he did not cross that line.
He didn't cross.
Let's put that in there.
It's right by the grace of God, and by they showed an illustration, and he thinking about that before he went inside this woman's house and ended up going home, turned her down cold. But the reaction is, it's just like the reaction you had when you didn't understand something. It could have been a whole lot worse. And what I'm saying is, if you don't have the mind of Christ, when you go to sleep and when you get up, you could have some hard times. And that goes for me too. You know, I need to learn how to just go to sleep. If I wake up, go back to sleep. So what I'm going to start doing, I'm just going to start bothering my wife when I wake up and can't go to sleep.
You got jokes.
That's what I'm going to do. So I don't get in no trouble.
Let me tell you what works for me, because the devil want to play games. So if I find myself waking up in the middle of the night, I'm going to start praying. And guess what? I usually fall back to sleep. Because I think he wants to play with me. Okay, I'm going to be praying. How about that? You wake me up, I'm praying. Because there's a reason I got woke up, so I'm praying. You ain't got to play with my mind. I'm praying. That's what I'm going to do. Put prayer on him and see how much he keep messing with you.
Right. And that's what we have to do. And that's part of the answer that I have to do moving forward, maybe when I'm up and can't, is just go into prayer. And I'm not saying that it's the easiest thing to do, but it's some of the things that we need to work on. Because if we don't, just like the illustration we had tonight, it could have been something serious. When I told my wife, she said, well, what was you going to call your topic? I said, who are you sleeping with?
And I said, what you mean?
And
what does that mean?
Her response was, I had to explain it to her. And then it was okay. But what I'm saying is, little things, if you're not in the Word and exercising the tools that the Lord has given us to use by studying and praying and fasting, if we're not doing that on a consistent basis, it's very easy for us to get caught up in some stuff. And as men, and me being a man, my mouth will tell you that I'm very, what's that word we want to use? I'm very stubborn. And I'm very proud, pride. And we all know what the Bible says about pride. So I like to think that I'm right. And because I've been saved so long, that's part of my sin. Thinking because I've been saved so long, I know everything. And everything is a test. It ain't like what my wife thinks it is. If my wife tell me I need to, A, do this, then maybe I need to start doing that. But that pride kicks in. I've been saved long, it kicks in. And those are all things you got to get rid of. How do you get rid of it? You have to continue to try to take yourself to another level in the Lord. You have to continue to study. The more you study, the more you get, the closer you get to the Lord. The closer you get to the Lord, when little stuff happens, you will get you will feel you feel determined. Can't do that. It will make you uncomfortable. And if you're around
Can I go back to I just want to make one point about that movie we watched. If I can, just give the illustration quickly, because I think it's relevant to our thought process and how things can happen. So the man gave an illustration because his homeboy, he's actually talking to his teenage son, telling his teenage son, you know, about females and when you make a commitment to a female and, you know, you decide you want to sleep with that female. And, you know, he was talking to his teenage son, but his homeboy was listening. And his homeboy is the one that was been flirting with this woman at work. And he was just saying, you know, he got some eggs out. And he cracked one egg, and he was just saying how this one egg, and then when you have a wife, he cracked the other egg, and the two become one. And he was asking his son, okay, well, he told his son, you can't separate these two eggs. Once you have them together, you stirring them up, they're mixed together. How do you separate the two? You're not supposed to be able to separate the two. So, but then he brought out some more eggs. So what about if you gave yourself up to somebody when you were younger and you did not wait to get married, which a lot of us, we didn't wait to get married. So he cracked another egg. So not only do you bring in other eggs into the mix with you and your spouse, now there's no way to separate that spirit from that spirit from that spirit. And you got all these spirits together when they're supposed to be man and wife. They're soul ties is what he said. They're soul ties. So we got a lot of soul ties to other people that we've been with in other relationships. And we didn't never get a cleansing for the relationship that we're in now. That's why we go through so much hell. And the enemy plays on that. you looking at your husband like, well, and you may not say this out loud, but you may have thoughts of somebody else you was with, and you looking at your man. Or your man looking at you thinking about what another woman did. And you bringing all that into your current marriage. A lot of us needs to do some type of cleansing. We need to get before the Lord because we need that those soul ties to be broken. But guess what? The enemy knows we're not going to go that far. And he knows that we're going to just continue in the mess that we're in. And we don't even know we're in a mess. We think it's just you. You think it's just you and your spouse when it's all these other people that each one of y'all been with in the past. So he wants to play with our minds. And when you're talking about sleeping, I know we're not literally talking about you and your spouse sleeping in the bed, but a lot of those things play a factor, too, when it comes to the marital bed. I know that's not our subject, but I'm just saying, those things come into play as well. And he will play with our minds in our marital beds as well. So it's important that you do things together so the enemy can't come in and trip us up. Because he is, I don't know, I just know a lot of my friends that are going through a lot of things, and we're not exempt from going through a lot of things in our marriage. And I know the enemy is, like, so happy that he's wreaking havoc on a lot of us. He's just wreaking havoc. And it starts with our thoughts. If we can get our thoughts together, if we can let the Lord purify our thoughts, let the Lord cleanse us and get us right. Renew the right spirit. Renew our hearts. Renew our minds so that way we can do all that we can for the Lord and not be divided. I'm sorry. That's all I wanted to say. I know you lied. That wasn't a quick summary, but it's some movie on Prime Video. I can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty good if y'all want to check it out. Something about grace. I can't think of the whole name, but something about God's grace. Go ahead, husband. I went way over.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I didn't mean to go over.
My
but...
mic keeps going off. But, yeah, okay. You went somewhere. I'm looking at my notes. I ain't got nothing for what you just went through.
I'm
but,
sorry.
Are we?
Because when you brought up that movie, it just made me think of, you know, because that's how it's you want to say the guy didn't do anything wrong, but it starts with our thoughts,
well,
which can
me,
lead to other places.
Let me correct myself. What I meant to say was he was wrong because he was doing things that he shouldn't have been doing by talking to the way he was acting around the other woman. He was way out of line, and I don't want people to think that I wasn't even talking about that part. I was talking
like
about
he
didn't cross the line. No, I'm not giving him a pass. But
he
was wrong, and so I just want to clear that up. He was wrong, and anybody that's married that have a conversation with another woman. And your wife isn't present, I'm going to say
man.
You get
it
wrong.
It goes both ways,
or man
or woman. Right.
Either or, you're not that. No, you shouldn't do that because it's very disrespectful. But at the same time, he didn't cross the line and sleep with the woman or kiss the woman or anything like that. That's what I was talking about. That was my main concern. The other stuff, yeah, you know, he
but
was
it
wrong.
Wasn't innocent. Go ahead.
No, it was not innocent at all. It was not. It was totally wrong, and it could lead to issues. Just like, for example, when you was asking me about how did something on my just something that innocent could lead to an issue. That's why you have to be spiritually led. I'm gonna say it's almost impossible to say all times, but majority of the time you have to, because if you're not, and if you're living in a if you're living in a world where you allow the enemy to camp. And I'm going to say this, too, because, you know, I do have the pay-per-view, and my brother be asking me, why don't I just throw fight parties? You know, and I'm like, first of all, I'm not throwing no fight party. I can't just invite anybody into my home because of those different spirits. Two, everyone don't do what I do. You know, because if we come to my, we drinking Pepsi. And, you know, my wife, she, smoke doesn't bother me, but my wife and her kids, they have allergies. So I can't just invite anybody into my home. So
anybody
I can't have
smoking
a
up in here, period.
Right.
So go ahead.
So but what I'm saying is that's part of the if I wanted to have a fight party, you see, I'm allowing all them spirits to come in. And when you allow all them spirits to come in, if I don't correct myself, I'm going to allow that to manifest into my spirit. And then it's okay for me, but it ain't okay for you. Now, me and you got a problem because I let that in my spirit. And see, when you're living for Christ, you're living for him. You cannot allow other outside things to creep into your spirit and stay. Now, people say, well, I do this and I do that. Well, that's fine, but you got to have the ability to try to get rid of it. You can't do it by yourself, but you need the Lord to help you. But you have to acknowledge it first before the Lord can help you. But if you're allowing it, it's just like if I wanted to have a fight party, I got a fight party. Now, if I'm allow all that other stuff, or you say you're not. Last summer, for a graduation party, we had our family here. And it probably be the last time we have our family here because what did they try to do? They tried to bring alcohol into our home. They tried. It was in my garage. I don't drink. My wife don't drink. And we're the only two to pay bills here. If we don't want it here, listen, don't have it here. But see, if I allow that to come in, oh, I don't drink. But I allow it to come in, it creates a problem. And it's just not with alcohol. It could be with anything. Pornography, it could be with lying. It could be with anything. So don't just think it's about marriage. It's just anything that can hinder you from growing in Christ. So it's very important that you, A, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up with the Lord on your brain and you put something in you. And before you go to sleep, you put something in you. And then during the night, if you're struggling with things, you either, I'm going to say pray, put on some gospel music,
or
put on a
sermon. Word.
Or read the Bible. Open up your Bible. Do something to attack the attack that the devil is attacking your brain. Because if you don't do anything, you're going to allow him to live there. And he's going to mess and you're going to think it's okay. And I'm speaking from experience. I used to think some things was okay. Now, I'm not going to get into all the specifics. My wife said, Derek, don't do this. I didn't listen, and it created problems. Now, my kryptonite and what makes me do better is the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the look of my wife's face. If my wife is telling me something and it's hurting her, it's up to me to fix it. First of all, I should have listened in the first place. It shouldn't have to go that route. But if it went that route, recognize it, fix it, and move on. So from experience, if you're doing something, and whether if you're not married, you're doing something, wow, I cannot believe this. We went over. Anyway, we're going to have to finish this up. I just got a call. We got 90 seconds to wrap it up, or we're going to get cut off.
Well, let me get my scripture. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and think and thank him for all he has done. So then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So let the peace of God rule your heart. Keep your mind on him at all times.
Yeah, and
pray all day.
Yes, tomorrow night we got a Bible study, 7 p.m., same phone number, same website, Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. Again, I apologize if we ran out of time. I thought we was going to be done by 1:45, so excuse me. Next time I should go to 8:30. So with that being said, I didn't know we was going to go that deep into a lot of stuff. Maybe we'll pick it up next Monday. With that being said, y'all have a great night. This thing is going to end, and we don't want to end it.
Have a good evening.